This call is being recorded.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us for This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Bob Doig, is joining us today to talk about foreclosure and bankruptcy. Two words I wasn't too sure went together until we're about to have this conversation on today. So welcome back to This Needs to Be Said, Attorney Doig. How are you?
I'm fine, Catherine. Thanks. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Help me solve this mystery in my mind, because it just doesn't seem like those two words go together, foreclosure and bankruptcy.
Okay. So what happens is, if a person has a mortgage and for some reason they're unable to make the payments, typically what will happen is that the mortgage company will file a foreclosure. And in Colorado, that means they're going to file it with the public trustee of the county where the property is located. Once that happens, you know, the homeowner has a number of different options that they can pursue. And frankly, it's going to depend on whether they want to keep the house or not. And two of those options involve filing bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. Now, we can go through all of the options. Typically, this is what I do. If someone calls me and they've had a foreclosure filed, you know, against their house, the first thing I will ask them is, well, how do you feel about the house? Do you want to keep it or not? Because, you know, sometimes they're like, no, you know, we've had enough of this place. Maybe we'll never be able to catch up with these payments no matter what, in which case, you know, the options are going to be different. So, you know, I could go through all of the options with you. I'll try and keep it short, you know, so that we're not on the phone for the next half hour or whatever. But
I'm sure it could get pretty detailed, but as much as you can. I know that no one size fits all in this scenario. A person would definitely need to talk with you about their individual situation. But you said something that I really like, and I want the audience to pay attention to. You go through these options with them. You're not just signing them up for bankruptcy. You're going through asking them some probing questions. So I really like that approach, and I don't know if you had it crafted that way. Maybe you did, but when I think of attorney and I think of bankruptcy, I don't necessarily think of someone helping me to have options. And that is very refreshing, Attorney Doig. So I just want to say thank you for that approach. And I'm sure that all of your clients appreciate that as well.
Well, ultimately, Catherine, you want to do what's right for the client. And if it involves filing a bankruptcy, fine. But if it doesn't involve filing a bankruptcy, that's okay too. Ultimately, you know, for me, the ultimate thing that I'm looking for is to help people get to, you know, a better place, you know, down the road from where they are when they call in. So, so why don't I just go through the options?
Absolutely.
What the heck? Okay. So, of course, you know, it's always an option for them to just do nothing. If they, you know, either don't want to live in the house anymore or they are absolutely, you know, unhappy with it or whatever, if they just do nothing, ultimately the foreclosure sale will happen, and either the mortgage lender or some investor will win the auction. Ultimately the people will be, you know, evicted from the house if they don't, you know, move voluntarily. So that's an option. If they want to make that quicker and they're certain that they don't want to live in the house anymore, they can talk to the lender about giving the property back to the lender. And that's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure. And sometimes, you know, lenders are willing to do that. It short circuits the foreclosure process, so it can happen much quicker. It ends up saving the lender some money, and the people, you know, the homeowners are on their way quicker than waiting the 4 months for the foreclosure to be completed. Third option, if they don't want to live in the property anymore, is to put the property on the market and try and sell it. Now, if they have some equity in the house, this can work out great because, you know, they'll end up, you know, leaving the closing with some money in their pocket. If they don't have any equity, sometimes the lenders will allow a short sale, and that way the property gets sold, the people move, and, you know, their lives aren't, you know, disrupted as much as they would be otherwise. Now, if they want to keep the property, they have a few options also. Number one, they can make up the back payments. Just find out how much it would cost to bring the mortgage loan up to date. And if they, you know, have a source to come up with that money, they can pay that over to the lender. And if they do that, the lender is going to withdraw the foreclosure case against them. Secondly, they could try and work out a forbearance agreement or a modification of their loan. And, you know, I've had clients who have been able to do that. You know, if the reason they missed their payments was maybe due to, you know, medical bills or inability to work, and now their situation is better and they're going to be able to make the payments, sometimes the lenders will take that into consideration and modify the loan to allow them to stay in the house. And, you know, that works out great. Other than those two things, the other two methods to deal with the foreclosure are in the bankruptcy court. And, you know, there's a Chapter 7 bankruptcy and a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. With the Chapter 13 bankruptcy, the people can catch up on the payments that they've missed by paying them back through the Chapter 13 trustee, and then that way they can end up keeping the house, and at the end of their Chapter 13 case, they'll be up to date and life goes on, all's well, no problems. If the people need to stay in the house for, you know, a short period of time or even a few months, say the kids are in school and they don't want their, you know, school year to be disrupted, they could file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy that would stop the foreclosure. But ultimately, with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, the foreclosure is going to go through, but it's going to be delayed because of the filing of the Chapter 7 bankruptcy. And, you know, I've had clients file Chapter 7s and be able to stay in their house for an additional up to a year after the bankruptcy case was filed. So that's basically it. I'm not aware of any other options people might have with, you know, dealing with a foreclosure, but that pretty much sums it up. Catherine, do you have any questions for me?
Well, I just want to summarize this because you went through, was it four different options, three or four different options there? And this is something that makes someone think about, you know, their situation in a more rational manner. I'm thinking of the time that I filed foreclosure on my home, and it's been years ago. I was a nervous wreck, and going into an attorney's office was not the thing that I thought I could afford, wasn't the thing that I thought I wanted to do. Even talking with my mortgage company, it was nerve-wracking. So you sitting down in a calm manner with someone like myself who's on the edge of their nerves, it helps me to understand, like, how invested am I? And you, the first thing you asked was, how do you feel about the house? Which we get really attached to our things. So you took me in that space and you gave me options. So it sounds like you understand really where we are. You're walking a moment in my shoes to help me. And I like that. So I don't have a question as much as I have that comment to say this should, you know, help people to understand, you know, Attorney Doig is not just out to get me. He's here to help me, really help me to understand I can make the best possible decision for me and my family and my things, you know, at this time. And it doesn't sound or feel pressurized with how you presented it while I'm listening to you share these options. The other thing I'd like to comment on is the fact that there are options. There are options. It's not just one straight line to foreclosure or one straight line to bankruptcy. There is some thinking space in between there. However, We do not recommend them to try to do this on their own because there may be some steps that they miss. So with that being said, Attorney Doig, how do they get in touch with you outside of this needs to be said?
Okay, you know, if anybody wants to give me a call to discuss this, I'd be happy to do that. And I can be reached at area code 719-428-3339. Again, that's 719-428-3339. And if they just call, you know, I'll be happy to discuss their situation with them and explore all their options and answer any questions they might have. And I'd be happy to do that.
Awesome. I want to say thank you so much for stopping by This Needs to Be Said and sharing your knowledge with us on today. Have a wonderful day, Attorney Doig.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. You too.